Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Peites, and we are on Peches Mabez, the last daf in Perakisi Hadam, as we transfer from to the next part of the Masechta. But first, we have a lot to talk about before that. Okay, let's start at Peches Mabez. Says the Gemara five lines up from the bottom. Peches Amar Rava. What we read yesterday. B'schar sh'amar Avram Avinu v'yanochi afer v'efer zachu banav l'shtei mitzvos efer parav afer sota. B'schar that Avram Avinu said that I am like dirt and like ashes, when he was talking about to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bargaining for stone, his children were zochep to these two mitzvos, the efer para and the afer sota. Right, we mentioned the Beis HaLevi yesterday. Other mafarshim talk about why is it in this order. Right, if Avram said Afar and Afer, so the Schar should be in the order of Afar and Afer. So why did it say Afar and Afar? Okay, question. You can look at the mafarshim, the Marsha talks about it, and others. V'lechshav nami Afar kisi Adam. This statement is here because of this question. Why do we say that Afar and Afer allude to two other mitzvahs? Is another mitzvah with Afar and Afer. So why doesn't the Chazal say that Kisi Adam is also a schar for the Afar? So the Gemara answers, Hasam Hechsher Mitzvah Ika Hana Aleka. But the other two mitzvahs, they're not only mitzvahs, but they give us some type of benefit. They give us, like Afar Sota, husband and wife are allowed to come back together. And the Afar Paraduma, somebody becomes Tahar, they're able to go out of their state of Tumah. But what benefit do you get from Kisi Adam? Right, we paskin, Rashi notes, we paskin that even if you don't do Kisi Adam, you're still allowed to eat. Okay, there's a lechachila to cover the blood. There's not only lechachila, there's a mitzvah too. But Rashi points out in the third to bottom line, to belav kisi nami havi mishteri basar. Right, without the kisi, the basar would still be mishteri. We mentioned in the past, wow, what's the havamina? There's a havamina that you wouldn't be able to eat without the kisi adam. What does that reflect about kisui? So I hope at some point to, over the next couple of days, to give that shiur about Kisi Adam, the lamdus being the Gemara of the Maisa Shechita. Hopefully it's a busy time for Yantif, but Hashem will try to squeeze it in somewhere. Anyway, so that's the Gemara. There is no specific benefit for Kisi Adam, and that is why that can't be associated with the schar. It's not just a mitzvah that is going to get the schar. It's a mitzvah that gives us some hana. And therefore, Kisi Adam doesn't specifically give us some hana. It's just called a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, that's one statement of Rava. Va'amar Rava, and Rava continues and says, Bishar she'amar Avram Avinu im michud v'atzruchnal, because Avram Avinu said, when he didn't even want to take a shoelace from the spoils that he was entitled to, because he won the war over the four kings, so b'schus that he said that, zachu banav l'shtei mitzvahs, his children were zocha to two mitzvahs, again, of chut and sruch na'al, which mitzvahs? L'chut shel tcheles, v'ritzua shel tfilin. Oh, tcheles and tfilin. Tcheles bringing us back to Menachas days, and the ritzua of tfilin. Those were the two that that he was zocha to. So let's just read a little more, and then we'll talk about this. Bishlama ritzua shel tefillin, find the ritzua of tefillin, I understand what the benefit is. Remember, because schar has to be a benefit besides just the actual mitzvah. So find the ritzua of tefillin, I know what the benefit is. Ksiv ro kol ami aretz, kishem Hashem nikra alecha, and you will see that all the ami aretz will see God's name on you. V'tanya, Blazer Agadol, Omer Elu tefillin Shevarosh. Right, this is the Tefillin Shevarosh. They'll see you, so that's a benefit. The nations will be awed by us. Right, so that's why I understand how at the Ritzua Shel Tefillin can be a benefit. Interesting that Pasuk is the source for two halachas. That statement of Rokha, besides the Hashkafa that comes out of it, from a Blazar Gadol statement, but there are two halachas. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachas quotes that this is the source that Tefillin is only after Misha Yakir. Right, why should tefillin, out of all halachas, when we have halachas that apply by day, the Mishnah Megillah says, kol mitzvahs by yom are kasher kol hayom, kol mitzvahs by laila, kasher kol hayla. And all mitzvahs by yom, we generally say, the lechatchila, they're after Netzachama, b'dieved, right, if you put, they start after Amud HaShachar, tekiya shofar, and lulav, and all the mitzvahs. All of a sudden, by tefillin and by tzitzis, we have a new time period. Mishayakir. Mishayakir, b'tchilas l'lavan, b'tchilas l'karasi, the Mishnah's in the beginning of Brachas. Where does that come from? Why all of a sudden by these mitzvahs you have a new shear that you don't have by any other mitzvah? These two mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Yonah there quotes, by tzitzis is because ureisa moso. Right, and therefore it's a din of re'iyah. So you need mishayakir. Aye, what about tefillin? There's no re'isa moso. He quotes our pasuk. Yishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yarom imecha. Right, that's the also Re'ia plays a role by the Tfilin, and therefore that's why it only goes by Misha Yakir. Halacha number one that comes out of this pasuk. Halacha number two is the halacha that we know. I didn't bring everything today. Halacha number two is that the Tfilin Shel Rosh have to be Megula, have to be seeable, unlike the Tfilin Shel Yad. Right, ukshartem la os al yadecha. Right, it's la os lecha. The Gemara Darsha is that it's an os for you. The Tfilin Shel Yad are supposed to be covered by a sleeve, by a box, something that's supposed to be more mechusa. The Tefillah Shel Rosh are not supposed to be covered. So even if one, at various parts of davening, puts a talus on their head for ituf, but it's not supposed to be totally covering the tefillin. The tefillin is supposed to be visible from the outside, the Tefillah Shel Rosh. And that again, you learn from this pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yarbi Mecha, they will see it, that they will be fearful. Whenever this comes up, we like to quote the story from last week's Parsha, B'Shem the Gra, that the Gra darshaned on this pasuk, that if you look carefully, it doesn't say il tefillin. Well, the story goes to, that the Gra was wearing tefillin, as you wore tefillin all day, just like his Talmidim do today, in the Ir HaTika, and the Talmidei HaGra, and he was wearing tefillin, and all of a sudden some type of enemy came in, of the government, and they came in, and they were about to ransack the whole shul, and they saw the Gra turned around, and they saw the Gra, and they ran out. And the Talmid went to the Gra afterwards, and they said, "Did you say some kind of incantation, some type of Tikkuni Zohar that made them run away?" So the Gra's like, "No, it's a Gemara." Say, "Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yarbi Mecha." They're going to fear you. So Rebbe, we're also wearing tefillin. Didn't work for us. So he says, "No, Elu Tefillin Shebirosh, not Elu Tefillin She'al Harosh." If you're Medayik, it's not Dafka you're wearing tefillin. It's that somebody's wearing tefillin who the message of tefillin sinks into inside. Elu Tefillin Shebirosh. In their head, says Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. And that's not just wearing tefillin, but that's living tefillin. And that's what they would be scared of. And the Gemara says, that's the message of the Gemara. So we got two halachas and a story based on that. So we're in the middle of a sentence, though. So says the Gemara, I understand how the rich tefillin could be a schar, because there's a schar of the Umos HaOlam seeing us and being scared of us, or being awed by us. What is the benefit of the tcheles mahi? De tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, caused the brisa that we know, or at least a similar brisa that we know. Ma nishtana tcheles bikolat zivon. And why is tcheles? Why is that the color that is needed? Different than all the other colors. Why doesn't God command us to have something orange, something red, any other type of color? Why tcheles, which itself is a machlokas Rashi Rambam? What exactly is tcheles? Is it more of a bluish? Is it more of a blackish? Meaning, is it the color of the sky when it's daytime? Is it the color of the sky as it gets dark at night? It's machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. That's the sources for the different colors, the zecher to that, the different colors of the lines on the talus. So, manashat tcheles, we call it savonin. Mipnei, shetcheles domel liyam, vidyam domel rakia, verakia domel evan sapir. This is an extra line, extra step that's not in all the chazals about this. The tcheles is like the sea is like the heaven. The heaven is like an evan sapir, a beautiful stone. The evan sapir domel kisi akavin. And the Evan Sapir is like the Kisi HaKavod, Dechsiv, Vayiruas HaElokei Yisrael, at Har Sinai. They had some type of divine vision. V'tachas Raglav, V'chulu, there was Evan Sapir. V'ksiv Kamara Evan Sapir, Demus Kisei, the Pasuk says. Right, so therefore, the benefit is that we are reminded, what's the Pasuk of the Gemara, we're reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mitzvah that we do, but it's a mitzvah that was a chayt that was called mitzvah Hashem. We will be reminded of the Kisi HaKavod. Okay, a lot to talk about here, just to mention one or two points. Number one, Rashi quotes the Chazal, Tcheles Dom Eliyam. This came up, I don't think we even had Shira on this, because it was Chol HaMoed Pesach last year. Tcheles, Rashi quotes, Shahachilazon min Hayam Hu. Because chilazon, tcheles is going to remind you of the yam, because tcheles comes from the chilazon, and the chilazon, the snail, whichever snail it is, comes from the yam, and ayamu, ola achas l'shivim shana, comes up once every 70 years. So how do you use that as a raya? It comes up once every 70 years, but maybe it's in the sea always that you could get it, right? What does that tell me about the snails that they're getting today up north, off of the coast? What does achas l'shivim shana actually mean? Okay? Umaris damo domel yam. No, no answers today about that. Right, just
they say that was a reflection of how expensive it was. You have to really go out and look for it. And
right.
Only once every 70 years
would it be cheaper. And,
it washes up
and you didn't have it. But otherwise, you have to go get it yourself. Right, because it was expensive, and maybe that's why it was so not common. Right, okay. Umar is, in any of the Tchelis paraphernalia booklets, they talk about this chazal, exactly how to work it according to the opinions that it is the truncus, whatever Latin word that it is. Umar is dabo dabo liyam. The yam, and its dam looks like the yam. The yam on a row in shadom al-rakia, and the yam looks like the rakia, right? V'rakia l'sabr, v'sabr l'kizya kavid, v'chulu. But look what Rashi ends off with. Fascinating. The last two lines of the Rashi. Ukisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel b'kisi HaKavod shelo nizkar b'mitzvah zu shehi kineged kol ha-mitzvahs. It's the opposite of what we thought. We think is that it's for us. The benefit is for us. We see the tchelas, yam, we're taken out to the kisi HaKavod. Rashi says the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees his kisi HaKavod, it reminds him of the yam, rakia, v'chul, v'chul, and bringing us down to the tchelas. So it's a benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us when he sees the when we wear this. We mentioned again months ago a beautiful thought of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, which is expanded upon by Rav Soloveitchik, and that is related to tzitzis and tchelis itself. Rav Soloveitchik writes this in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. He talks about the Rashi at the end of Parshas Shlach, where Rashi quotes. Let me see if I have it. Thank you. Where Rashi quotes that the tcheles and the tzitzis, it reminds us of, Rashi says, psil tcheles in Tezvav Mem Aleph, al shem shikol b'choros. Tcheles, we know the tough and the shin could switch in Aramaic. So tcheles could be from the word shichul, loss, bereavement. Right, what did Rivka say? Loma eshkal shnechem yom echad. I'll be bereft of them the same day. So Rashi says, "I'll say shikol b'choros." Tchelos reminds us of Bakas b'choros. Targumo shashikol tachla u michtam haisa b'layla, and it was at night. The chesavat tchelos double rakia hamashchir leis erev. That's the Rashi I was talking about before. Rashi says it's a black, and it's like tchelos, like the sky as it gets towards evening. Right, that's Rashi. So it's supposed to remind us, the Tchelos reminds us of Makas Bechoros. They asked the Rav, asked the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what's the connection between Tchelos and Makas Bechoros? What is the two? So Soloveitchik explains, based on Gemara and Rashi in Shabbos Nun Zayinim Abayis, where the Gemara there talks about wearing items outside on Shabbos. The Gemara talks about a Kavla Da'avda, signets and seals that an Eved used to wear to show that he belongs to a so-and-so master, Master Plony. So is that considered a masa? Is that considered something that you're allowed to wear? That's why it's in Hilchos Shabbos. So Rashi there quotes, Chosam she'osin le'eved b'ksuso l'simin hochacha shehu Eved. Right, that's what they used to put on the Eved. That's Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin. If you look at Rashi in Mem Gimel, in Menaseches Menachos, Rashi quotes, Haya'osin le'behemo le'eved kishakonin osa l'shem sibin avdus. Says Rav Soloveitchik, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's tzitzis and tcheles. That's Makas, because right when Makas Bechoros took place, at that moment, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil between the firstborns, and we became his avadim. We went from Avdi Paro to Avdi Hashem, so it probably was. We probably had certain types of signets, seals that we wore when we were Avdi Mitzrayim. Rachmana Litzlan, probably similar to the numbers tattooed on our arms at other times in history. That's why we probably had something like that in Mitzrayim. And in Akas Bechoros, that switched. So what switched? We wore new Kavla Da'avdas. We put on a new signet, seals, that we are Avadim, and that is, that's Tzitzis. Tzitzis and Tchelas. That's how it reminds us of Makas Bechoros. That's what he says. Upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed these seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal, tzitzis with tchelas, indicating that henceforth they were to serve God, their new master. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim l'avadim, not slaves for others. That's what the Rav said, and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh also said it a couple hundred years before the Rav. The Aruch Chaim says, at the end of Shlach, And he quotes the same Gemara, Shabbos and Zion, Voha Mamar Vahaya Lachem Lesitis Lasache Bavadim Lashem, Voha Evet Ose Kavla, Yelachem Simin Zela Kavla Davda, Pirish. Kishe yabitu b'simen avdusam yitnu leiv she'enam b'nei chorin la'asos kechefzam b'ma'achalam b'malbusham u'b'diburam. They can't do whatever they want in terms of eating, drinking, and clothing. V'chol ma'aseyem ke'eved she'emats rabo alav v'la'amod b'shar sha'adon mitzaveh la'amod v'la'asos kol malachas ha'shiv Hashem la'asos. To do whatever the master tells me to do. Right? That is the that is what's needed by the Tcheles, and that's the Gemara right here. That's the Gemara about it's being connected to the Kisi HaKavod and what it's supposed to teach and mean for us. One or two final points, and then we'll continue. Some of you might be bothered by the question that bothers all the notes of Kalim on Rashi. Those from the first man Rashi. Sometimes the Mizrahi makes a comment. Sometimes the Gur Aryeh makes a comment. Right? In the old, now they have separate volumes for each one. But in the old fashioned ones, Mizrahi, Gur Aryeh, the Lavush, the Sitzei Chachamim were all in one volume right here. So sometimes there's a question that bothers all of them. And you get four different answers to the question. This is one of those questions. What's the question? We know Rashi tells us in Parshas Noach that Bischus Vayikach Shem Vayefes Es HaSimla, Shem Vayefes took the Simla to cover their father, and it uses the Lashon Yachid to tell us that really Shem was the instigator, and Yefes just followed along. So what does Rashi quote there? Vayikach Shem Vayefes, that they all got schar for their actions. They all got schar. What schar did they get? Rashi quotes, Mida Kenegan Mida. Hu Kises Ervas Aviv, Vahashem Kisahu, Bitalis Shel Tzitzis. Right, the chayin yefes, the bnei shakisa gavuzach alabad of the kisi gufam lekfura b'yemei gogo magog. Okay, but Rashi quotes there that tzitzis is already a schar for a different mitzvah, for a different act of that was done. Tzitzis is a schar for shame by Noah, not a schar for Avram Avinu by offer by chutvat sruch now. Right, so what's the which is it a schar for? So four answers. You got four mafarshim on the page. Four answers. Says the Mizrahi. First answer, he says, "V'yesh lomar the talis shel tzitzis lachud, v'tcheles lachud. Shame got tzitzis, Avram got tcheles. The mishum kisuyo shel shame zoch Yisrael the talis shel tzitzis lavan, umishum dibur shel aviyem zoch Yisrael lachud shel tcheles." That's why if you're bedayik in the lashon is tutzivuyim. V'yaf al pi sheshtehen mitzvah achas. Even though, again, spend a lot of time on this line. Even though they're probably counted as one of the 613. Tchelos v'lavan, it's only one of the mitzvahs, but still, in terms of this hashkafic part of it, so it can be counted as two. V'yavagav debi dibur michut, ein lezakos ela b'chutei tzitzis, v'idak neged mida v'lo l'simam shal tcheles, v'kal makom, since Avram said chut, so it has to do with tcheles, but still, kivan debi dibur michut, zachu l'chut, ein chut shal mitzvah ela chut shal tcheles, shakarcho al halavan. Because lavan has a lot of chutim. What's one chut? One chut is the tcheles. That's how you know it's allusion to that. Interesting. Does it mean one chut for all eight? Does it mean more than that? One that hangs down and it really is two? Rather, the machlokas we show in 1, 2, 4, how many of the strings are tcheles? Either way, that is the Mizrahi. So one's lavan and one's tcheles. Says the Maharal, v'yesh lomar, dischus shneyem gara mitzvah zos. She talas shal tzitzis. You need both of them. And he goes through like tzrichasa. Like he makes his own tzrichasa like the Gemara says. If you only had shame's action, af al gav sh'amar avar michud v'atzruchnal, b'shul zayin tzvar shiyah b'gdayim tzitzis. Then Abraham's statement wouldn't have been enough without piggybacking on shame. D'ma'inin michud v'atzruch lebeged. Right, Shep? Kocham einam bebeged. Right, they're usually strings. You don't think of begadim. The elficha tzarch l'schuzah shal shem shazach l'tal shal mitzvah. You need shame to tell me that first he was okay in a piece of clothing to do a mitzvah with, and then Avram adds on a special quality to that piece of clothing. When we call back up tzarch gav kitz chos Avram, but shame's not enough. The lama yizku dilma yizku l'tzitzis. The lama yizku l'tzitzis. The inin yizku shal shem shizku l'mitzvah tzitzis. Shame is like they should be covered with something. Tzitzis don't cover you. Anyway, so he goes through a tzrichasa why each one is zocha. And finally, let's just read one more. The lavush. This is the same Lavush that writes on Shulchan Aruch, but he also has a commentary on Rashi. Devade b'schus shem shekises aviv zachol bana bechlal l'kisi talos shel tzitzis. Alav aladayin lo yadinan eze mi banav. Okay, Shem's descendants will get tzitzis. Which line? Shaharei harbi banim ayalo. Many, many sons were his. The Ukishaba Abraham Shayagam came ban of Shoshame, Viyama Michudvatsuchnal, Zacha Shatiya Oso Asusha Zachabo Shame Aviv, Nitan Lola Banam Lavado. Beautiful. Shame got it, but which children? Which lineage? So Avram Avinu then got it. Vilav Schusu Shal Shemu, and without shame, Vohai Schusu, Banav Shal Avram Elibitz Vagadol Kolkach. Bekzush Yish Bakav Vagadol. Okay, he continues. Anyway, that's the Mefarshim in Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach tell us that. Okay, Viter. We continue. Just one, the Ritva notes here. Why don't you just say that Tchelus is Domal Kisi HaKavid? Why do you have to go through all the steps? Again, a lot of questions that a lot of the Bali Musar asked, but the Ritva here asks it. He says, because it's not exactly everyone doesn't work out perfectly the same color. They're dome. So we have to get a lot, as many in as we can that are as similar to the previous one as possible. So we try to do that. A. B. V'yesh l'farsho b'derach madrish, that Tchelos dome liyam reminds us of the Nisa that happened at the Yam. And then l'rakia to the Nisa that happened at the Rakia. Right, which means that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought down the seven Rakiyin to give us the Torah. So maybe there's a lot inside each step, says the Ritva. It's not just like the color itself. Well, 2 days of the Ritva, whether it's a physical issue or a spiritual issue. Okay, right here, 2 days of the Ritva. We go weiter. I'm Rabbi Abba. Kasha Gezel Hane'echal. Difficult and stringent is gezel hane'echal, a stolen item that not only you stole, but you ate it. I mean, you can't give it back. Why? Shafilu tzadikim gemurim inim yichol la'achziro. Even great tzadikim cannot return it. Well, because it's not there anymore. You have to pay back, but you can't do the mitzvah of hashavas gezela. Shene'amar, as it says, biladai, rak asher achlu anarim v'chulu. Avram Avinu says, again, when he doesn't want to take any of the spoils, he says, that's for me. What my Na'arim ate already, I'm not paying you back. Meaning, what's here, we'll give back. What has been consumed already, I'm not giving back. Meaning what? So the Marsha explains. Avraham Avinu was going Lefim Mishur HaSadin. He won the war. He didn't have to give anything back. Everything was his. But he was treating it as, it was going Lefim Mishur HaSadin, as if it was Gezel. As if, you know, I'm going to give it back to you because it was yours. But you see, even Avraham Avinu didn't want to treat what was already consumed as Gezel. Because that's stringent. That's he didn't want to do that, as the Gemara says, Kasha Gezel Hanechal. So that's why he didn't want to treat it. So the Pashas of the Gemara is looking at this Pasuk as a difference between what was there and what was consumed already. The Chafetz Chaim that we like to mention in our Chumras discussion quotes on this Pasuk that it's a chilek between Avram stuff and the Na'arim stuff. Avram saying, me, I'll be Machmir. But the Na'arim that were with me, they can do whatever they want. Not a focus on past and future, but a focus on his stuff and their stuff. Because the Chafetz Chaim says, you know, if somebody wants to be machmir, that's fine. But they'll be machmir on other people's toes. That's the Chavetz Chaim, little Chavetz Chaim. Shalatvo hechmer Avram Avinu biyoser mi bli lehenos bi melech stone mi chud vatzruchnal olam ben ogel in arim vanashim shahalchu ito lahem lo hechmir hem yichu chalkam lo lametcha shaharishus bi akol adam lahachmir laatzmo below laachirim. We shouldn't push our chumras onto anybody else. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishra, and Blazer, Rabbi Shimon. Kamakom, Sha'atamot, say Dvarev, Shal, Rabbi Eliezer, but also Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Bahagada. Whenever Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Aglili, is giving shir and agadata, Asay Azacha Kafar Kesses. Make your ear like a sieve, meaning go to that shir. Go to that shir whenever you hear him give a shir in agadata. He was an expert. What was one of the statements that he said? The following. Lo mi rubchem mikol ha'amim. Choshak Hashem b'chem. Not because you are so many. Does Hashem love you? That's not why Hashem loves us. V'chulu. Amar le b'kodesh baruch hu l'Yisrael. So the pashas is not because you are so many. But he darshins mi rubchem. Another level of interpretation. Choshkani b'chem. Amar le b'kodesh baruch hu l'Yisrael. Choshkani b'chem. I desire you. Sha'afilu b'shah sha'ani mashpia lechem gedula. Even at a time when I give you greatness, when I give you such bracha, atem ma'atinas b'chem lefanai, you lower yourselves in front of me. Where do we see examples of that? Nasati gedula avram, I gave greatest avram avinu, amar lefanai v'yanochi avram v'efer. Right, so even after they get bracha, they get salvation, still they lower themselves. L'moshe v'yarod, amar v'nachnu ma. What are we? We're nothing. L'david amar, v'david l'vanochi tola'as v'lo ish. I'm a worm, David HaMelech says. Aval ovdei kochavim, ein okein. The other kings, umos ha'olam, they do not say that. Nasad gedula l'nimrod, Right, this Gemara is in Yonah de Yoma. What's going on in the right in the UN? Right, Ovdei Kochavim ain't okay. They don't. They're not so humble. Right, they talk about the godless of themselves. That's how to deal with Nimrod. Amar Havadid Velano Ir. Right, Nimrod became great. What did he say? I want to become greater. Lefaro Amar Mi Hashem. Paro says, right, who's God that I'm going to listen to him? L'sancherev amar, mi b'chol elokei haratzos, who is as great as me? V'chulu. L'nevuchanetzar amar, a'ale, albama se'av. Right, every king. L'chira melech sur amar, moshav elokim, yashavti b'lev yamim. Right, I placed gods amongst the sea. So all of these, you see the contrast between the leaders of Am Yisrael and the leaders of the Umos Ha'olam. Amar Rabbi Vitim Rabbi Yochanan, commenting on these psukim, Gadol Shenemar B'Moshe V'Aaron Yosef Hashenemar B'Avraham. What Moshe and Aaron said was that it says greater than what Avram said. Why? Dila Avram Ksiv Anochi Avraham Vefer. At least that's something. That's tangible. V'Ila B'Moshe V'Aaron Ksiv V'Nachnu Ma. What are we? We're not even there. V'Nachnu Ma. We darshan it in the Biurei Chasidus L'Shas. The Baal Shem Tov tells us, I think it's the Baal Shem Tov, yeah, Amar Abesht. I'm sorry, that's on the three lines from now. There's a previous one from the Torah Or. Ma Bechinas Ayin. Nachnu Ma is like nothingness. Ma, there's nothing there. B'moshe k'siv, v'ha'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam ha'shal p'nei adama. Hainu, Moshe mitzamtzeim atzmo, b'midas hachno b'ushal afanav yizbarach. Moshe lowered himself so much that he wasn't margish his own reality. She'eino atzlo hirgish b'chalf b'tziyoso ba'olam. He didn't think, meaning, what does that mean? It means he was totally a tool of God. He didn't have any independent existence. V'yein dome lo b'midalo, and nobody ever, before or after, has achieved that. Lachain, that's why he was able to have aspaklar yahamira mi beli shum tzimtzum mashloha yochal kabel shum nivra acher ba'olam. Right, even the avos nira elohim Hashem rak bekel shakai shmi Hashem lo nadati lohem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had v'nachnu ma, because he totally took himself out of the picture, that's why he was zoche to total bittel and able to have aspaklar yahamira. That's what the says here. Okay, one. We'll have another thought in a minute. V'nachnu ma. V'yamar Rabbi V'itei Rabbi Yochanan. Chazal also darshan for the word ma mea. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin mea brachos. Maybe the connection can be if we say mea brachos properly, it's a proper bittel. V'nachnu mea. We say mea, that will also be zocha to that as close to that level as we can. Okay. V'yamar Rabbi V'itei Rabbi Yochanan. Ein ha'olam miskayim el b'shvil Moshe v'Aaron. The world stands in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. Ksiv hacha benachnu ma, ksiv hasam tola aret al beli ma. Pasuk in Iyov. The world hangs on beli ma. Right, beli ma. That's the beschus those that were nechshav to nothing. Beli, like nothing ma. What are we? Right, to the schus of those. That's the hidden meaning. Amar Rabbi Yila, other drushes on this pasuk. Eino lemiskayim el bishvil mi shebolem es atzmo b'shas meriva. The world is miskayim in the schus of those who shut their mouths during an argument and hold back what they want to say. Shenemar tola eretz al belima, belima bolem, to swallow up. Rashi says sogeres piv. Those who close their mouths during an argument, that's who holds up the world. Rabbi Yavo Amar, Misha Mesim Atzmo Kemisha Eino. Someone who puts himself as if he's nothing. Shenemar Umitachas Zroos Olam. For what does that mean? Somebody who puts himself tachas under, so Zroos Olam, he holds up the world. He's a Zroa to the world, right? The pasuk in 2 weeks. Right, Shmai Mal, that Valar is mitachas, right? That we always have to lower ourselves. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dechsiv, Ha'umnam, Elem, Tzedek Tedaberun, Meisharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. What are we darshan from that pasuk? So, Umnam, we darshan from the word Umnas. Ma Umnaso Shal Adam Ba'olam Azeh. What's our job in this world? Yasim Atzmo Ki'ilem. That's the Lashon Elam. We should put ourselves like an Elam, like a mute, meaning we should always be quiet, like it's in Perkei Avos. You might think, even for Divrei Torah, this applies. Tabalomar Tzedek Tedaberun. No, whenever it comes to Torah, as much as you want. You might think that, oh, you should think of yourself as so great in this regard. Tabalomar Meisharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. No, be balanced. Be balanced. Ad kan divrei agadata. The end of Kisi Adam. At again, the Birei Chasidus. Now the Baal Shem Tov says, "Kol dibur hayotzei bipiv shel adam eino holech leibud." Every single item that comes out of our mouth has an effect. If it's dibur shel kedusha or divrei Torah, hu ole v'naase keser barosho shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It goes into the crown of God. Im chas v'shalom divrei iser naase atara barosha sitra achra. Goes to the dark side. Adam beinoni, and if we say neutral stuff, so then it's like to the middle. It doesn't really do anything. Just floating around. So yasafu ki'ilem. Unless we have something positive and constructive, so then we should make ourselves like an ilem. Except for Talmud Chacham is always talking in Torah and mitzvahs and chesed. So then he should be elaborate and always be expansive in what he says. The Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh Harav on page 27, Chav Zayin, describing Rav Soloveitchik. Again, this could be about many of the Gdolim, but he wrote about Rav Soloveitchik. V'Rabbeinu hirgish ba'atzmo es chovaso ha'gdola limsor la'acher miskol osa ha'misora ha'gdola shekibel ho mir bosav. He felt a tremendous achrayas right after he quoted this Gemara, right? Yasa yachal afal divrei Torah, tamalom or not. And he said Rav Soloveitchik had a tremendous achrayas to give over what he had, and that is why, unlike many of the other Gdolei Hadar, he gave shiurim for hours and hours on end. Right? He used to give, but he used to fly in from Boston, he gave back-to-back three-hour shiurim, two-and-a-half-hour shiurim, and he went for hours. That's the famous Yahrzeit shiurim, where thousands of people sat there. He went for 5 hours. Really, Yahrzeit shiurim with thousands of people there, nobody moved. He had the koach of holding everybody's attention. V'yosef v'vashah egel rotzeh linok, hapar rotzeh lahanik. More than the calf wants to nurse, the parah wants to give milk. And here he says, "V'zacharani." Rav Shechter writes, "Hef kishishchalti lamanis Rabbeinu." When I started to learn with the Rav, "Hayimagit shtei shir biyom gimel baboker ha'echa the kita shal the younger talmidim and the second to the older." "V'kolachem elo shir ma'yberach l'shtei shos shlemos." Two 2 hour shir back to back. "V'yachagach malayla shuv hikit shir mesachas brachas l'balabasa b'moria." "V'shuv baboker shal yom dalan." And then Wednesday morning again, the 2 shir back to back in 2 totally different mesachtas. "V'noseh bechazar al Boston." Then he went back to Boston. And anyway, he talks about how he says, and then after in 1960, he had an operation. The doctor said he should take it easy a little bit. So then, b'shad haba, rak yigit shir mesecha acha b'yeshiva. So he only said one mesechta. But instead of saying the shir 2 days a week, he started saying the shir 3 days a week, and each shir was 3 hours long. Ba'ofa shiz chakeim neged eitzas harofe. And he's outsmarted the doctors, because instead he started giving 9 hour shirs during the week instead of the 8 hour shir that he used to give. Okay, that's what he was able to outsmart, but he constantly couldn't stop. Okay, that's this drush of tzedek tedaberim. Okay, finish up Kisi Adav. Amar Rebbe Zeira v'item Rebbe Yirmiya bar Yirmiya mechasin b'afirei dachas. You're allowed to do Kisi Adav, as we said yesterday in the Mishnah. What materials? With the dirt of Ir Hanidachas, with a city that has to be destroyed because it's a city of Avodah Zarah. The Havamina here is that we think, what does it mean, offer of Ir Hanidachas? We think this means the ashes of the Ir Hanidachas after it was burnt. So the Gemara says, V'yamaya, Siri Hano Ninu. Who? It's Aser Banos. How could you use the ashes to cover up? Two answers. What? Sorry? It's Hanaaleka. It's Hanaaleka. We're still using it for a mitzvah. So it's Hanaaleka. The Hashkafic says there's no Hana besides the mitzvah. But there's the Hana that we're able to use this. We don't have to use anything else for the mitzvah. Right? Let's say I have dirt I want to plant in, so I don't have to use that. So it's at least the schus of the not having to use something else. So the Gemara has two answers. Amar Ze'iri lo nitzrucha ela lo afar afra. Maybe this is referring to you're allowed to use afar afra, which means, no, the mamish, the dirt. The dirt which wasn't subject to burning in the first place. It's the dirt. Dechsiv, es kol shalala tikbots el tok rechova visarafta. All the spoils you have to gather to the middle of the city and burn. Mi sheina mechuser el kavitsa visreifa. What do you have to burn? Items that only have to be gathered and then burned. Yatzazeh, shemechuser tlisha kavitsa visreifa. The dirt, you have to dig and bring it. The dirt is not subject to sreifa. That's answer number one. Answer number two, which many of you are probably thinking, v'rava amar, mitzvos lav lehenos nitznu. Mitzvahs were not given for Hana. Rashi has a famous formulation, both in Rosh Hashanah and right here in Chulin. Right? What's his formulation? Rashi says right here, second to last Rashi. Rabba Amar, Velo Hana'a, Sheha Mitzvah Shenitnu Yisrael, Lo Lehanoth Nitnu Lahem. What does Mitzvah Lehanoth Nitnu mean? It wasn't given to the Jews. Mitzvahs weren't given to us to get pleasure from. Lo L'shem Hana'a Nitnu Lahem, El Gzeiras Melech Hi Alehem. It is a Gzeirah of the king that's incumbent upon us. Rashi's Lashon to Rashi Shad is even stronger. It's an ol. It's a burden on us. Mitzvahs halachically are not defined as hana, and therefore something that even something that is usher b'hana, we are allowed to use as mitzvahs. Right? There's a big discussion. Machlokas we shown him. We don't have time to get through into it all now. But Rav Shimon Shkap in Shara Yoshar Chelik Aleph Shara Sfekis Perek Zayin. There he talks about the machlokas between the Baal Amor and the other Rishonim. The Baal Amor says that mitzvahs lehedosenu only applies to mitzvahs da'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'oraisa, we would be allowed to use Yisuri Hanah because mitzvahs lehedosenu. But by mitzvahs d'rabanan, mitzvos, you don't apply that principle and you're not allowed to use something that's asur b'hanah by mitzvahs d'rabanan. That's the sheet of the Baal Amor in Rosh Hashanah, and the other Rishonim argue. It's a big problem, big challenge to figure out the sheet of the Sar of the Baal Amor. Why should it make a difference? We don't do mitzvahs d'rabanan for our benefit either. So Rav Shimon Shkap tries to come up with a svara, how maybe it is. Maybe it is, because we're by regular mitzvahs d'oraisa, says Rav Shimon Shkap, it's direct to God. Why am I doing this mitzvah? Because God told me to. Why am I doing the mitzvah d'rabanan? Because the Rabbanan told me to. Why am I doing the mitzvah? That's a different mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah d'rabanan because of Lo Sasur. And Lo Sasur is itself another mitzvah. So he tries to explain how that itself, you know, ruins the fact that we can apply the principle of Av Lehanos Nitnu to Mrs. Rabbanan. But anyway, feel free to look at that ship of Shimon Shkap in Shar Yosher. We continue. Yosef Ravina Babakar Lahal Hashvaitza. Ravina said over this discussion, Eishne Rav Rechume L'Ravina and Yana Dioma. Rav Rechume says to Ravina, shofar Shavat Kochavim Lo Yiskabo. You're not allowed to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah on Rosh Hashanah. My Lav Im Takalo Yosef. Doesn't that mean that if you actually blew it b'di'eved, you wouldn't be Yotzei? Kashan Rava, Mitzvah Lava Hedosetnu? No, lo, Imtaka Yatza. You would be Yosef B'diavid. Because of that principle. Because of that principle, Mitzvah Lava Hedosetnu. Big problem with the sheet of the Rambam. Big discussion, Rosh Hashanah time, and that is when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam does not quote that the reason that if you blow a Shofar of a Nazara, Mitzvah Lava Hedosetnu. What does the Rambam quote? Not here, but specifically by, let's say, Gezel, right? He quotes there, Ein B'kol Din Gezel. So how does that work with this? Why do you need the reason that Mitzvah Lav Lehedos didn't do? Ain Bakol, the sound wasn't stolen, the sound is what's Aser? It's the Chepsa that's Aser, Avodah Zarah. So it's a big discussion there, not for now. Lulav Avodah Zarah, Chavim Lo Yitol. Same thing, Lulav Avodah Zarah, you can't take. My Lav Imnatal Lo Yatsa. Doesn't that mean, B'dieved, you're not Yotze? Lo Imnatal Yatsa. Right, no, you wouldn't be Yotze B'dieved. Fatan Yotaka Lo Yatsa, Natal Lo Yatsa. We have a Brisa that says that's not true, that you're not Yotze B'dieved. And if you're not Yotze B'dieved, doesn't that show me that it is a problem? Mitzvahs lehenos nitnu. Amar avashi achiyashta. Wait a minute. There's a big difference between those contexts of shofar and lulav versus kisi adam. Achiyashta. Hasam shiura bi'inon. V'yavodas kochavim kitusei mechta shiure. By a... That Rambam is by Gezel. So I wasn't being fair, exactly. It wasn't dafka by Avodah Zarah, but the Rishonim and the Akronim talk about relating it. But anyway, the Gemara says here, when it comes to shofar and lulav, you need a shear. You need a physical item to do the mitzvah with. And if halakhically is considered burned and ground up already, which you have to destroy Avodah Zarah, so it's as if you're not doing anything. Right, you're not using a chefsa shel mitzvah. That's why it's not good there, according to that shita. But hacha kovad de mechtas mali lekisui. Here, you want to say it's the more ground up it is, the better it is. So if you have ground up dirt, so that would be okay. Fine. Hadro lekisui adam. Now we move on to Gidon Asher. So as we know, the next two prakim in Chulin forms the basis for almost the whole first chelik of Yoredeya, besides shchita and treifas that we spoke about. Right, the first, basically the Chulin is all Yaradei Chelik Aleph. And now we get into the Basa B'Cholav Ta'aroves discussions, or I should say, Ta'aroves Basa B'Cholav discussions. Right, and that is right here. So Gidon Asher, let's at least start. Gidon Asher, Noeg Ba'aretz. Yadasha is even a chutzlaretz. It's even bizman hazeh. Bechulin ubi mukdashin. It's by chulin and it's by mukdashin. The Rashba said it's even knowing by a person. This is Rav Gidon Asher. Okay. V'noeg bebehema ubechaya. And it applies to behemoth and chayas. B'yarech shel yamin and b'yarech shel shmol. Tanakama holds by both, right side and left side. V'eino noheg ba'of, b'pnei she'ein lo kaf. Tanakama holds, the shita holds, it does not apply by birds, because it doesn't have a kaf. We'll have to see what that means. See what the kaf means, a certain part of the bone that the gid goes on. It doesn't have a kaf, and therefore, it is doesn't apply. Let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk. V'noheg b'shalil. And the Tanakhama here says it applies even to a fetus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einanog B'Shalil. And Rabbi Yehuda says it does not apply to a Shalil. We had this Machlokas earlier. The Gemara later on is going to say the root of this Machlokas is really the Machlokas we had already, whether Ben Pekua needs Shechita or not. Rabbi Yehuda says no, so we pass it. Rabbi Meir says yes. So Rabbi Meir, who says that a Ben Pekua needs Shechita, says that this fetus is basically a regular animal. It needs Shechita Daraisa. And that's why Noeg B'Shalil. So Gidanosha, this or Gidanosha applies. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It was matired by the mother, and therefore it's not knowing b'shalil. V'chel b'mutter. And also, even its chelev is mutter, says Rabbi Yehuda. Period. V'ein atabach ne'eman el gid hanasha, and the butchers are not ne'eman that the gid hanasha was taken out. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chabam omrim ne'eman on elav al chelev. No, they are ne'eman, and they're also mutter on chelev. Again, we'll see what the root of that machlokas is, what parts of the gid have to be taken out, the more difficult parts that we don't trust them because it's a big tircha to take out. So we'll have to see what that machlokas is about as well. The Sefer HaChinuch, which we mentioned way back when we started the mitzvah shir, in mitzvah number 3, mitzvah gimel, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the message of Gid HaNasha is the message of a Jew throughout the long exiles. That's what the Gid HaNasha teaches me. Says the Sefer HaChinuch beautifully. Even though we have terrible, terrible tzaras from all the enemies, you should realize we're promised that we're not going to be totally lost. The Geul is coming. That's what Gedan Usher reminds us of. Remember this mitzvah, Yavdu be'emun asav v'sikasav olav, it'll be a strong. How do you know? Levisha oso malach, shenilcham am Yaakov avinu, that malach is sarah shal esav. Ratzah l'akar l'yakov b'na olam, v'zara v'lo yacholo, v'tzir b'negiyas hayarech. And what happens afterwards? Zarcha lo ha-shemesh l'raposo, v'dosha b'na sar, z'kein yizrach lanu ha-shemesh al Mashiach, v'yirapenu mitzah reinu v'yigaleinu b'her v'yimein omein. Pretty unusual chinuch, but he puts that in there, like the Rambam's Hilchas Para, Mehira Yigala, when he mentions how many paradumas there were. That's a beautiful chiddach in Mitzvah Gimel. Rav Moshe writes in the Drash Moshe on Vayishlach that this is the only one that he can think of. As he says, it's unusual, maybe Rav Moshe can think of more, that you have a zecher to something that tells you to do Sheval Tasa. Almost every zecher that we have in the Torah is to do something, not to do something. So here's a zecher, by not doing something, we remember. Not so, pretty unusual. Okay, says the Gemara. Mukdashin pshita. It's obvious that why shouldn't Gid HaNasha apply to Karbanos? So Gemara says, we should the Akdashe Pakale Yisr Gid Minei. It's the Yisr Gid HaNasha. The second you're Makdashit, then the Yisr is going to disappear. And if you want to say Machlokas, we're going to have later on. Then there's a Machlokas whether a Gid is Usr, even though it doesn't taste like anything. It's like a piece of wood. Or, no, it gives off taste. It's similar to meat. So if you say, Yesh begidim benosei tam, and therefore, va'asi iser mukdashin, v'chayela iser gid, and that's the chiddush, that there's a double iser here. There's an iser of me'ila, of eating hektish, if you do it, and the iser of a gid, if you eat the gid of a carbon. So then, hay mukdashin oi begid mi bo'ilai. Should have used the other lashon. Hektish falls on gid, not just gid applies to hektish. So Ella, really, this is what the Mishnah means. Ksavar ain begidim benosei tam. Really, the gid is aser, even though it's a piece of wood. It's a chiddush. Obe begdashim iser gid ika iser mukdashin leka. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that the gid asher applies to mukdashin, only the iser of gid applies to mukdashin. Right? Not the, if you eat a gid of a hektish animal, there's no me'ila. There's only an iser of gid. Period. Says the Gemara of the Savar Tana, the Don Ebegidim Menosin Tam. Is that really what this parak, the author of the Mishnah in this parak hold? V'hatnan, but we learn later on. Yarech should ispashal b'gid anasha, a yarech that you cook the gid anasha with its thigh, im yish b'menosin tam, harizah asuras. You see, there's an issue of tam. So how could this opinion hold? Ein begidim no se tam. So Ella, you're right. This is what the Mishnah is talking about. Bivlados kachim askinan. We're talking about a baby. Vlados kachim. A carbon has a baby. So then we could say both isurim come at once. Right? It's not an issue of one before the other, and then we would say, how could one be chal on the other? They start at once. The kasavar noig bishalil, and this opinion of the Mishnah holds like it's noig bishalil, like the Tanakhama says, the kasavar vlodas kachim, b'mei iman in kadoshim. And we hold also, like the Manda Amar, that the when does a vlad become a karban, the status, inside, at conception, the iser gid, the iser mukdashin ma'adiyah dadi ka'asi. And therefore they both start at the same time, and therefore, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, finishing up, "Umimatzes mukmas la b'shalil." Is that line what the first line? What it says, "B'mukdashin," on the second line of the Mishnah, it's talking about the shalil. "V'amitetari seifa noy b'shalil machadereish la b'shalil askinon." It's not talking about shalil until the next line. Gemara says, "No hachi kamar." First, it says the shalil line at the beginning, and then the next line of the Mishnah says, "By the way, that itself is a machlokas." There is a machlokas, Reb Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Period. We'll stop there. Just one other ha'ara, and that is, there's a big discussion of the Achronim on this Mishnah, the Tzlach of the Chassam Sofer. What does the Mishnah, the Gemara say? Mukdashin? Pshita. That is an Isser of Gidan Asher. So the Noda Yehuda, in the Tzlach, asks the opposite. He says, why don't we say the Aseh of Achilas Kachim is Docha, the Los Aseh of Gidan Asher? Why do you say it's obvious? Right? It's obvious that the Isser is going to apply, say Aseh Docha Los Aseh. Ah, what do you see from here? Says the Noda Yehuda. Maybe this proves that the Isser, 2 points. Number one, maybe the Isser of the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim doesn't apply to all karbanis. Maybe it applies to only Kachik Kachim, not Kachik Kalam, and therefore there wouldn't be an Aseh Docha Lo Saseh there. Or maybe, as we formulated in the past, maybe the mitzvah is only that it should be eaten and not that you should eat it. And if you formulate it like that, maybe that's not strong enough to apply the principle of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. That's the Tzlach's discussion right here. Chassam Sofer just has a one-liner, and he says, he quotes this question, not from the Tzlach, but he just quotes this question, and he says, no, push it. The mitzvah saseh of eating kachim doesn't apply, doesn't include Gidan Asher. If you have something that's usher, so then that precludes, it's not part of the mitzvah. So anyway, that's his answer in one line. Just remember, I'll mention it, it'll come up again in this parak, but just to mention it, one of the greatest lines the Ravid ever said. Right? The Rambam in the Rambam Ravid Machlokes in Hilchos Karban Pesach, where the Rambam says that you have to take out when you cook the Karban Pesach, you have to cook it whole. Do you cook it with a Gidon Asher also? You have to cook it whole. So the Rambam says, yeah. The Rambam says you cook it when you eat the Gidon Asher, you eat the whole thing, and then when you get it to the Gidon Asher, you take it out with the other Gidim. You roast it whole and then you take it out afterwards. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Roshi, ain't iser gadol mizeh sheyisla pesach im gidan asher. There's no greater iser. You're going to cook it, and then the Ravid says, v'im ezke v'ochel pesach v'yavi lefanai kazeh ha'iti chovto b'karko lefanav. The Rambam comes and offers me a piece of his Karban Pesach, I'll take it and throw it at his feet onto the ground. Right, b'chaye roshi, halavai I should get bizochet mashiach. Okay. We'll end with that, Ravid, and Beis Hashem, we will continue on Sunday. We'll have to work out exactly the schedule next week in terms of what time, because of Slichas issues. But Sunday should be regular, because Motzei Shabbos, so they should be regular. Okay, we'll stop here.